The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Politicians, they're stripping America bare and will make it desolate. That's what's occurring right now. Our politicians are running America into the ground. And the world will have catastrophic consequences because of this. They are stripping the wealth of America. And more than that, our infrastructure has been stripped over the years compared to what we could have been if we were America first and that was our agenda and it wasn't politicians in D.C. and just D.C. in general, the people there just... the deep state as well, just selling out America, selling it out for their own personal wealth. And the consequences are coming home to roost. On top of that, we have old, senile people who are the most clueless we have ever had in Washington, D.C. And then they are backed up, these old, senile people in Washington, D.C., and not just Joe Biden, but a lot of others that are up there, including a lot of politicians that are in the Senate, like a Mitch McConnell. These old senile people, not they're not all senile, but these old relics that have pillaged America for their own family's wealth. And they are surrounded now by a young generation that they are trying to bring up. But the young generation is even more immoral than them. Even more immoral than they are. And they are the most immoral people we have seen in Washington, D.C., but they're going to be followed up by even more immoral people. But those younger generations are probably not going to follow up this generation because at the rate we are going, there ain't going to be anything left for that immoral generation. And that super immoral generation that is behind them, there's only so much we can do in immorality before God judges us. But it's worse than that. I personally believe God has already proclaimed judgment on America, and we're just waiting for it to happen. That's what I personally believe. I don't think God is sitting there saying, I'm going to judge you. I'm going to proclaim judgment. When God proclaims judgment, a lot of times there is a period of time between when he proclaims it and when it occurs. And I think he's proclaimed that on America already. Well, I just don't know what the time frame is between it. So let me back up what I'm saying. It's not just me. It's just regular politics. This isn't just me as a Christian saying this just because our morals have declined rapidly. That is what happens, and then you get leaders that are awful because of your immorals. But the people who have done politics their whole life, they see we're acting crazy, especially with this Ukraine thing. We have depleted our nuclear power, shipped offshore in some of it. Our leadership is sending all these weapons to Ukraine, which harms us here in our homeland. And to defend any other allies, they're stripping the wealth as they are doing massive money laundering through the Ukraine. The Ukraine was the number one money laundering country in the world before the war. What do you think is happening now? Why do you think they are so giddy to send massive amounts of money? The bigger the amount of money that gets pushed to Ukraine, the bigger the slices that comes back. The smaller the amount, $100 million, oh, man, by the time it gets back to the politicians in D.C., it's only a few thousand, man. But when you start dealing in billions, $100 billion, oh, wow, now you're going to have $100 million making it back. And then that can be divided up. Everyone's taking their slices. You have to understand this. This is why they're so giddy that a war broke out, because before they were sending $7 billion. I know this. The Obama administration sent $7 billion. It disappeared to be money laundered. Then later, the United States never cared, never looked into what happened to it. The Obama administration sent another $7 billion to the very oligarch that employed Hunter Biden to his bank, Privat Bank, who was employing Hunter Biden probably at the time. I don't know if it was at the time or not, to be honest with you, but a second $7 billion. So one disappears and they do it again. And you don't think that money is just being laundered? It disappears and it's getting back to the politicians. That's only $7 billion. So $14 billion in total. That was huge. They were like, holy cow, can't believe we got away with that. Now they can send $40 billion like it's nothing. Here, $40 billion. Can you imagine the slices that are coming back? Can you imagine what some of the contractors are getting? And then the family members that work with those contractors and how it's all getting passed around. This is why they're so giddy. You have to understand this. This lust for that money and the money laundering country has blinded them that you are at war with a nuclear power that is going to blow you up. They're just totally blind to that. They act like they're still fighting Muslim terrorists. Who have really no capability of defeating America whatsoever. Russia actually has the capability of blowing up America. They never did. It's frustrating. But again, the war room. I got to get to my clips here. Frank Gaffney is talking with Steve Bannon. Take a listen.
Frank Gaffney and Dr. Bradley Thayer. Frank, you've preached us for many, many years, and my dad did too. For years and years and years, said, hey, you're stripping your industrial base. And when it comes down to it, you're not going to be able to make the tanks, but you're particularly not going to be able to make the shells, the bullets, all of it when you really have to fight a major war. And people just, you know, laughed it off. And then when you had the war of terror and then the conflicts we had in Iraq and Afghanistan, which were like skirmishes, not full-scale battles like they're having in Ukraine right now. When Thayer says this, how bad is your assessment right now with the obligations and commitments this government's made to rearming Ukraine that is supposedly firing 5,000 shells a day, artillery shells, 5,000 a day. The Russians are firing 20,000 a day. I don't know how many the Ukrainians are, the 5,000. I think they may take a little off the top and monetize it somewhere else, just something for the effort. But how bad is it right now, our industrial base, the ability to rearm our armed forces in the Pacific and particularly our allies in Taiwan?
Now, again, this comes down to deterrence, Steve. The cumulative effects of what we have done, and we talked about the atrophying of our nuclear enterprise. It's just one example. More generally, I remember that when Bill Clinton took office, he brought Les Aspin, one of the most leftist members of Congress, in as his Secretary of Defense. And shortly after he got there, he held a confab with the defense contractors, the people who led what was still a pretty formidable, you know, Cold War residual industrial base. And he said, there's not going to be enough money for all of you guys. You're going to have to consolidate. You're going to have to shrink. Some of you are going to go out of business. And that's what happened. And as a result, we find ourselves confronting this problem that you talked about, which is we're sending much of what we have now, and we've not only depleted, you know, our own arsenal here at home, we've been raiding what we have forward deployed in South Korea, which we may well need there shortly, and Israel, which with Iran going nuclear any day now, we may well need there as well. And we're putting that all into Ukraine. Brad got it exactly right. This is at the expense of our preparedness for dealing with China. But more broadly, Steve, it's the combination of all of that and the obsolescence of an awful lot of what we have in the inventory today, particularly in the nuclear side, and the perception that the leadership of our country is now not simply going to be disinclined to defend us against China, or China and Russia, as the case may be, but are actively working with and for the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, that's the biggest fear. If you hopefully you didn't drift off there. What he was saying is, we're afraid of depleting our stuff and then China taking advantage with Russia. But when you really look at it, it's worse than just being afraid that our leaders are just incompetent and are depleting everything and making America bare. It's, are they actively working with our enemies? And the answer is absolutely yes. We know that the Biden administration and the Biden family is most definitely working with our enemies. We know that our generals, the head general, General Milley, would be willing to commit treason. He said so against Donald Trump, that if Donald Trump were to somehow, I don't even know why he would think Donald Trump was going to wage some sort of war with China, but he would warn his counterpart over in China. This is treason. General Milley has never had to apologize. He doesn't even get questions on it. General Milley shouldn't even be where he is. He's the most treasonous person, I think, in American history. In American history, I think General Milley is. He's committed acts of treason multiple times. But to blatantly commit an act of treason against the president of the United States. They even said now in their cover-up, I don't believe this happened, but if it did, it would be another act of treason by General Milley. Milley is now saying, we had a bunch of Chinese balloons that flew over America when Trump was president, but I refused to tell him because I was afraid what his reaction was going to be. We hid it from the president. That's another act of treason. If that's true, that one I think is a lie. They're just trying to act like, this happened. But if it did happen, if it's not a lie, General Milley should be thrown into prison. Or you can go off the rules that go with treason and find whatever is fitting. But what I'm saying is you have the president of the United States, who is proven to be an ally of the enemies of the United States, and the top general in the United States is also proven to be an ally of the Chinese over the United States interests. He said so himself. And not only is the top general that he's destroying the military with wokeness. And when he was promoting wokeness, remember he said that he loved to read Mao. He loved to read Lenin. And he said, does that make me a communist? And nobody answered back. And I would have said, absolutely it does. If you like what you read and it appears you love what you read in those books. If you're reading those books, admiring these men like, wow, yeah, that makes you a communist. No one ever asked him. Well, are you going to condemn Mao as the most evil man, one of the most evil men to ever live? Are you condemning Lenin? Are you saying that what they did in communism is pure evil and should be defeated at all costs? Have we ever heard Milley ever say that? No, he was reading it because he truly does admire it. And yes, it does make him a communist because he admires it. He loves it. He wants it. He says he'll warn the Chinese over our own president over things. It's unbelievable. That's who's running the country right at this moment. People who are proven to be traitors to this country. Proven to be traitors. Proven. Why Milley's a traitor, I don't know if it's just he's a pure communist, which it sounds like. It sounds like he's just a pure communist. Or he's got paid off. We know the Bidens, it's money. Milley might be worse. Milley just might be, he so hates America. He's a 100% full-blown communist evil man that the Obama administration made sure got put where he is. That's all I think it is. I don't think it's for money at all. He's just pure evil. He is someone who admires Stalin. That's who he is. All right. What about Tucker? Tucker talks about the horrific things that's going on with America. We're becoming barren, and then we're going to become desolate. How are we become desolate? Because if World War III breaks out, it'll all be focused, the enemies, as a surprise attack onto America. It's America versus all the evil nations in the world. That's what's building up right now. Am I lying? China, Russia, Iran, Turkey, every evil, North Korea, any evil nation you can think of, they're all threatening America right now. They're all joining together in force. It is all the evil nations versus America right at this moment. So if there is a war that breaks out, they'll be the ones who fire first. We know that. And if they're the ones who fire first, do you think they're just going to do a warning shot by firing first? No. If they fire first, then they will be the ones who does. We know this. Besides, I mean, America is poking. America has poked them first, and especially Russia through NATO. But the true firing of like a nuclear missile, they would be the ones who would fire a nuclear missile first. And they will in a surprise attack, and it would be all at once. And then there's America being desolate. But let me get to Tucker. Take a listen.
Sadly, the Biden administration, geriatric and irrational in its best moments, is not up to that task. No one in the White House even seems aware that the architecture of the world is changing. They call themselves progressives, but the Biden people think it's 1961, when American power seemed unlimited. Just today, our elderly Treasury Secretary scolded the Chinese government like a tardy servant. Shape up, China, or we'll send you back to the cellar. Watch this.
We have made clear that providing material support to Russia or assistance with any type of systemic sanctions evasion would be a very serious concern to us. And we will certainly continue to make clear to the Chinese government and to companies and banks in their jurisdiction about what the rules are regarding our sanctions and the serious consequences they would face for violating them.
We're going to tell them what the rules are. Once they hear the rules, they'll obey. Janet Yellen seems shocked and outraged that China has decided to align with Vladimir Putin in the war in Ukraine. It's an outrage. It's unbelievable. Who could have seen this coming? Well, almost everybody, actually. It was obvious to the world it was going to happen because it was always going to happen if we didn't force a peace in Ukraine.
You know, Tucker's being kind to her by when he's mocking her by saying, it's an outrage. She never said it's an outrage. She doesn't go that far. That's don't put those words in her mouth. She's never condemned China to that level ever and never, ever will. She barely said anything. She's sitting there and China would laugh. These are the people that the Republican Party has gotten behind and said, now's the time to go to war with Russia. Now that we got Joe Biden and Yellen, senile old people. Most likely, literally wear Depends. Most likely. I would bet money that they literally are in Depends. Both of them. I don't know, but I would bet. If you wanted me to bet, I would bet that. And those are the people that are going to stare down Russia and China together and lead America. Lindsey Graham's all for it. Yeah. I mean, now's the time. To take on Russia, we would never want to do that when you have a leader like Ronald Reagan. Definitely not a Donald Trump. Not even when we had Eisenhower. Of course, we wouldn't want to take on Russia then. No, the best time to take on Russia is with these losers who don't even know what the heck they're doing. These out of their mind morons. Literally people who couldn't even hold a job at any job that you, the people, are watching. They could never do your job, I guarantee it. Never in a million years. And they're leading the country. And they couldn't do your job without getting fired in 1 week. Guaranteed. But they're the ones that losers like Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and the Republican Party lead the way running around saying, let's take on Ukraine and Russia. Let's take them on right now. Finally, we've got Trump out of there. Now, Joe Biden, look at how he makes Russia quake. Any Republican that supports any of this is a moron, is a fool, is an idiot. Now you want to take on Russia? Now Republicans support escalating stuff in Ukraine? Even if there was a moral reason for doing it, even if it was in America's interest, listen to me. There is no American interest. But I'm saying even if there was this massive America's interest, if Joe Biden's president, if anyone had a brain, I would be in there saying, no, I don't care what our interests are, not with these people running. That's the worst idea ever. With these people running the country, you're an idiot if you say that we should be taking these people on. I don't care what our interests are, not with these fools. Do you see Republicans saying that? I'm telling you, that's why I'm saying there's a spiritual blindness. A spiritual blindness that is America running to its destruction. It's being stripped bare. The globalists understand what's going on. These fools that are in Washington, D.C., they're so foolish, they don't know that they've been led down the path by the globalists outside of America, right to their own destruction. And now the globalists have said, if you go up there, and if you go up to the Ukraine, and if you push hard, we're going to get our global government. Everything's going to work out great. And Putin, you know what? Putin's going to, he's going to cave, or his own people are going to remove him from office. Don't worry. I know Putin's saying he's going to blow you up, and I know he actually has the ability to do so. Don't worry, that will never happen. Go up, go, do it. And our politicians are like, oh, really? Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't worry, we've got your back. Act like you're tough. Yeah, Putin, wherever you are, I'll fight you. Bring it on. In a drunken state of lunacy. That's what's happening. That's what America looks like. It looks like it's in a drunken state of lunacy, fully drunk, ready to tip over, threatening a fully sober person who is built himself up with weapons galore, is armed with two machine guns, Uzis. Remember that? That was popular in the 80s. It's like Putin has two Uzis and they're coming up with their fists. We'll take it on. Yeah. Because the globalists got him drunk and sent him up there. Take that guy on that has holding the two Uzis. Don't worry. He'll never use the Uzis on you. And you know how strong you are. Hey, the bullets will bounce off you. You're so tough. That's what's happening. If you can't see it, I don't know how to make you see it. If you can't see it, I don't know what to say. Then you're with them. Then you're probably saying, let's go. Let's take on Ukraine and let's arm them to the hilt and let's see if Russia nukes us. Come on, let's do it. You got to be with one of them. Oh, because you're afraid to be called someone who supports Putin, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what it would be. But any American, anyone who thinks that this administration should be doing anything of the sort is amazing, let alone we all know the evil pillaging and destruction of America that's coming, that the globalists are pushing. Folks, the most important thing you're going to get from me is this. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through him. If you get scared, have confidence in Jesus. If you don't have Jesus, you should be scared. You should be terrified about what's going on in the world. But if you have Jesus and the security of salvation because you truly have repented, not saying I'm sorry, turn from your sins. If you're living in your sins, did you really repent? You have to ask yourself that. But if you repented, you got nothing to worry about. I love you guys. See ya!
As a lumberjack, I've been cutting wood for decades. My job is pretty straightforward. I see the wood, I chop the wood. My axe goes through every time. You remember when everyone bought all the toilet paper? And they wanted me to wear these things? And someone invested a lot of money into this stuff. They say I'm part of a global plan. I don't think so. It's too hot, it's too cold. You know what? The weather changes. We even hear crazy ideas on how kids should learn.
Here's the news, Dad.
Is it, son? Is it?
What about this one, Dad?
Nope. It's hard to tell what's real and what's fake these days. There's just too much baloney out there. At the New American, they cut through the baloney and give me the truth.
Visit thenewamerican.com and subscribe to get 50% off the cover price. And if you want an even better deal, use the promo code 10OFFSUB. Again, that's 10OFFSUB for more than 50% off.